My name is John Lohman, and I'm the Virginia State Folklorist and Director of Virginia Folklife Program at Virginia Humanities. And what this is we have for quite a while now had a program, called the Virginia Folklife Program. And what we're doing there is we are pairing masters and apprentices in just a dizzying array of traditional crafts, traditional art forms, traditional ways of life, for 9 months to help try to pass these along. So this came out of, I think, right when I first started around 2001 and spent my first, I'd say, 6 months driving around Virginia and talking to masters and tradition bearers of anything you can think of, whether it's a banjo maker or a car builder or somebody who builds traps for crabs on the Chesapeake Bay, and talk to them about, you know, what is it that you want to see in a folklife program, or what are your concerns? And what I kept hearing over and over again, regardless of what community I was in, was we're concerned that this particular way of life or this particular skill or this particular thing might be in danger of getting lost, and we want to make sure that it gets carried on, passed on. So that's part of where the apprenticeship concept came in. You know, to have these masters, let's say a master musician, and help keep that going.
I'm blessed, better than blessed. Short version.
Outstanding. So I was going to ask you about a couple specific examples of who's coming up this year. You have a master gospel singer, Cora Harvey Armstrong. Mm-hmm.
Better than blessed. Thank you, Lord.
Cora Armstrong is just amazing. She's from Newton, Virginia, Newtown, Virginia, which is in King and Queen County. Headed towards the Middle Peninsula of Virginia. She has been playing gospel music since she was a very small child. They found she was very gifted very early. She's an absolute powerhouse singer. She went to Virginia State, which is very well known for its gospel choir under the direction of Larry Bland. And she shows up as a freshman her first week, and Larry Bland says, you know what, you lead the choir this year. Which is unprecedented.
I've got God, my Father, above me.
I've got Jesus. So the showcase is a wonderful event. It's a big free event that really celebrates all of those pairs. There's about 10 each year that just finish the program and introduces us to the next group coming in that'll be starting theirs. The group that is just coming in, we really focus on the master. So typically it's the master that performs with the apprentice there with them, sometimes performing with them. And then when they come back the next year, so for that group that's coming back in, the focus really shifts to the apprentice. And as you say, we see their masterpiece. We see what it is that they have accomplished over that year, what they've worked on together. And it's really exciting to see that.
Outstanding. And you have some returning pairs from last year that are going to be with us this year. Is that correct?
We have Phyllis Gaskins, who just lives over the valley there, over the hill there, and around Elkins, Virginia, who does she's a master of dulcimer. It's, to be more specific, Gaelic style dulcimer, which is less about kind of accompanying a vocalist and more about really mimicking the fiddle on old time fiddle tunes. We have others that we kind of invite back every year. So, for example, the Brunswick Stew Crew from Brunswick County, Virginia. They've been cooking 98 gallons of stew for us in this program for a decade now, well over a decade now. Our fried pie master, dried fried apple pie master, Frances Davis, was in our program. She comes back every year. So we have a lot of familiar faces that keep coming back.
And the Soul Supper.
Yes. That's going to be amazing. And you won't believe how much food these ladies serve up. These are the Ingrams, who are a legendary family for gospel music in Richmond.
I was sent to school, sent to church on Sunday.
And Maggie Ingram was their matriarch, and we've had various members of that group for gospel singing. We also learned along the way that one of the sisters is a master soul food cook. She's the they call her the Martha Stewart of their family, and she cooks these massive meals every Sunday, which I've had the pleasure of getting to go to. And they do a massive soul supper, and they sing, and it's just a great. You need to come to this event hungry.
Okay.
That's a, the food is, you know, Foodways is a, for us is, it's more, you know, we don't think of it as like, oh, here's a food vendor at an event. These are masters of their craft. And we look at food like we look at music or any other type of expression of, hey, this is who I am. This is where I come from.
Outstanding. And the musicians there are going to be masters as well.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about the Twin Creeks String Bands?
Sure. Well, yeah. the Twin Creeks String Bands, formerly known as the Dry Hill Draggers, are a long time, old time, which I guess here in Charlottesville you could say what, just so folks don't know, old time is sort of precedes bluegrass, and it's a string music, usually fiddle, banjo, guitar, bass, mandolin. And it's really music for dancing, you know. So it's.
And there will be dancing.
Yeah, sure. Right. We'll have the boards out, and yes. And so this is actually the group of the family, the Boyds and Chris Prilliman's family around the still. So music and moonshine and bootlegging always seem to go together. So this band was formed in that around that, and they'll be performing for us. And they're from down in Ferrum, out in Franklin County, which is considered the moonshine capital of the world, really. So
I can't wait to see how the contortionism mixes into all of that.
And it's fun because all the musicians are there, and there's a lot of jamming going on, and we really encourage them to really interact, jam with each other. Quite likely that you'll have, the Dan Bo Vietnamese playing with an old-time fiddler or something, so next to some tree somewhere. So some of the best stuff is the informal interactions that go down,
and not a combination you're likely to see anywhere else.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
Right on. So logistics, the event is Sunday.
Yes, it is Sunday from 12 to 5.
This Sunday, May the 6th.
This Sunday, May the 6th, from 12 to 5, up at James Monroe's Highland, which is formerly known as Ashlawn, home of James Monroe. It's absolutely beautiful up there. It is completely free and open to the public. It's great for families. All ages will be mesmerized, and we have plenty of parking and it's handicapped accessible, and it's a rain or shine event, and we do have plenty of tents and coverage for these events, so it's on rain or shine.
All right, and anything we haven't talked about that you'd like people to know about the upcoming event?
I think what's beautiful about the event, too, is that it's if it were just a festival, as it is, it would be an amazing lineup. It's so diverse. But I think the what's behind it, this apprenticeship and this experience that these folks are committing to and have done for a year, and the way it really recognizes also these masters, it's a way, really, it's almost like a de facto kind of Virginia Heritage Award, to bestow this title of folk master on these artists. And it really turns people on to whole traditions and communities that they were not even aware were in Virginia. It's an event that has a lot of I think meaning and gravitas to it beyond just the entertainment level.
From Newtown, Virginia, Corey Harvey Armstrong and family.